Simon & Schuster Audio presents Seen and Unseen, Technology, Social Media, and the Fight for Racial Justice by Mark Lamont Hill and Todd Brewster. Read by the authors.
To the memory of all those throughout American history who have suffered at the hands of vigilante and police violence, may seeing bring learning, and learning bring justice.
Love forces at last this humility. You cannot love if you cannot be loved. You cannot see if you cannot be seen. James Baldwin.
Introduction. Since the end of the Civil War, America has been nagged by what was often called, as if describing a problem child, the Negro question. And for the great majority of that time, the answer was one delivered by white journalists and white academics, white politicians and white policymakers, white pastors and white businessmen, white novelists and white scientists. Some of the most commanding contributions to this discussion have come from practitioners of the communications profession. And as the tools of communication became more powerful, so too did their messages. Indeed, it would be no exaggeration to say that the storytelling of novelists, filmmakers, journalists, and academics was as crucial, perhaps even more crucial, to establishing Jim Crow and its era of cruel servitude as was the work of segregationist lawmakers. It was white people who owned the cameras and white people who made the movies, white people who ran the publishing companies, edited the newspapers, and funded the research, and white people who wove tales that sentimentalized the Confederacy, adjusted the lessons of the Civil War to be more favorable to the South, and argued that Reconstruction failed because black people, inferior by their very nature, had nonetheless been entrusted with equality and authority at the expense of the interests and feelings of the defeated white majority. In short, Negroes were what white people saw them to be, wished them to be, and even forced them to be. How do you answer the Negro question? Let white people do it for you. Even those who counted themselves as sympathetic to the plight of black America tended to offer pity more than understanding, to see the problem of race as secondary and not systemic, as something to be repaired rather than re-envisioned. Responding in 1890 to criticism that the first Mohawk conference on the Negro question in upstate New York had included only white participants, the progressive theologian Lyman Abbott wrote that the present
sample complete. Ready to continue?